according to the federal government, 20% of homes across the country are at risk of flooding. The risks are getting worse with the acceleration of climate change caused by human-generated greenhouse gas emissions. In Canada, flooding has tripled since the 1960s, and it's the most frequent natural disaster in the country, according to the feds. Here's a clip from a video by the Government of Canada posted online.
Flooding in Canada has increased 300% since the 1960s, and it's the most frequent natural disaster in Canada. And they aren't just getting more frequent, they're getting more dangerous too. The five most destructive floods in Canadian history happened between 2010 and 2020, with yet another devastating flood hitting BC in fall 2021. 2 in 10 homes are at risk of flooding. Only 6% of those homeowners are aware of it.
Well, EOS Eco Energy, an environmental nonprofit based in Sackville, has announced a free program called the Home Flood Risk Assessment Program for houses with basements, particularly in Memramcook, Tanchamar, and the Strait Shores regions of southeast New Brunswick. It's supposed to offer peace of mind to people worried about how their home will stand up to flooding conditions. The organization is encouraging people to sign up before the next big rain or winter thaw. For more details, CHMA spoke to Amanda Marlin, Executive Director of EOS Eco Energy. I started by asking her to explain what the program is and how it works.
So EOS staff have been trained in this assessment software, which was originally developed by the INTAC Center for Adaptation. And so it's an 80 to 100 point visual assessment where we go around a home with the homeowner and have a look at all sorts of different things. Everything from your eaves and your downspouts to whether, you know, you might have cracks in your patio or heaving, the grading around the home, anyway, lots of different things. And we also look inside in the basement and, again, go down with the homeowner and have a look, you know, if they have a sump pump, is it working well, or backwater valve, do they know if they have one, do they clean it out very often, have a look for cracks in the foundation walls and floors, again, many, many things. So we have a visual inspection of you know, the state of things, and then also ask follow-up questions related to maintenance. Because a lot of, or some of the flood prevention measures, you know, comes down to maintenance. So making sure that you've got your eaves, eave troughs, you know, cleaned out, making sure that you don't have cracks in your foundation or patching those and that sort of thing. So keeping your eye on everything is helpful for sure. And so it is a free assessment. As you said, we have funding from the provincial government, from the Environmental Trust Fund, to offer a bunch of these this year. Now, we did get started later than we had hoped, but there was just a bit of a delay in the training with the group in Ontario offering that training. So we just got started late. We have done a bunch of these assessments before Christmas. And as long as the weather holds all right and it's not too cold, not too rainy or snowy, and we can see the ground, then, you know, we're happy to continue on with these. And we've also applied for more funding from the Environmental Trust Fund to be able to do hopefully many more of these assessments next year as well. So it is a new program, but there's been lots of interest in it, and it's quite useful that people are finding. So we're looking forward to doing many more.
How many houses have taken part so far?
So we have about 35 people signed up so far. I think we've done just over 20 of those. And so we're just hoping the weather will cooperate and we can do a bunch more before the end of our project here. It is free. It's open to everybody. But especially if you've experienced or people have experienced flooding on their property in the past, if they're worried about basement flooding, if they live in a known flood risk area, the focus of these assessments, though, really just considers freshwater flooding or like rain, snow melt, backwater, backflow situations where, you know, the municipal infrastructure can back up into your home in a rain event. So we're not talking about storm surges. We're not talking about high tides. Or this is a program that, of course, was developed in Ontario where they don't have those coastal situations. So we're also, when we go to homes, we're looking for feedback, and because this is the first time that it's been done in our region and possibly the first time this type of home assessment has been done anywhere in New Brunswick. It was done in Charlottetown a few years ago, but sort of new to the Maritimes. And so anyway, we're taking feedback to see, you know, if or how this program could maybe be expanded or kind of adapted to fit our situation a bit better here too.
Okay, so if I, if I understand correctly, it takes about an hour, and what people get out of it is kind of a list of observations from your trained staff who tell people what they should look out for and best practices and this sort of thing, as opposed to specific advice, because you're not plumbers, for example, or professional landscapers. So could you what exactly do people get out of it?
Yeah, that's right. So, no, that's it. We work for EOS, an environmental nonprofit. So we're not plumbers, we're not landscapers, we're not engineers, we're not foundation specialists or professionals. And so really it's a first step, and it's a chance just to go around with the homeowners and fill in the answers in this software that's been developed, as I said, by the InTech Center. And we got our training through the AET group in Ontario. So we go through and ask the homeowners a series of questions, and then depending on what kind of answer they give, we match that with a preset, like different options in the software, and then the software spits out a best practice solution or option for that situation. And then it's up to the homeowners to say, oh, I think I can do that, or that is such a huge cost, or that means, you know, rejigging the entire grading of my whole property, like I just can't do that. That is up to the homeowner. And so it's really just a first step to help them maybe identify some things that they hadn't thought of before, which is certainly what we're seeing amongst homes that we've been to, people who didn't know what a backwater valve was, or if they had one, they didn't realize. Some folks didn't realize that they should be cleaned out regularly or sort of checked. So again, some of that maintenance stuff.
I don't know what a backwater valve is. What is a backwater valve?
Yeah, that's right. So backwater valve, so you put that on your municipal or your sewer line connecting to the municipal sewer line. And so that prevents sewage backup from entering your home. So, but we can't recommend whether a certain home needs one or should have one or not, because again, we're not plumbers and there's a lot of different factors that go into that. But just to make people aware that, you know, this is an option, maybe it works for you, contact a plumber though as a follow-up. So there's usually lots of things for homeowners to follow up on if they wish. But backwater valves can be helpful in certain situations for sure.
And there are also $100 rebates available to help with cost of improvement. Do you have to do the program to access those rebates? And what kind of thing is covered?
Yeah, so we are asking people to go through the program for sure. And then anything that is listed in the report, so at the end of the assessment, and once we have all the information collected, then the software program that we have generates a report on its own, and we send that private confidential report just to the homeowner. It's just for their eyes, whatever they'd like to do with it. It's not going to anybody else. So any of the items listed in there, any of that qualifies for a $100 rebate. There's not a lot of funding on the resilience or adaptation side of things. There's certainly different government programs to help people with energy efficiency and energy retrofit kind of things, but not so much on the adaptation side. And that's why we've tried to do a bit of fundraising and any donations and that sort of thing that we've gotten over the last little bit, we've put into a pot to raise a bit of money to be able to offer these. It's not a lot, $100 rebate, but it's a little bit of something to help people with the cost. It could be a new sump pump that they decide to do, or, buy. We've been to some houses that don't have eaves at all, and so people are, looking at installing those possibly. And so anyway, any of those sorts of things that are talked about in the report, happy to help people cover that cost. There is a bit of funding from the federal government through the Greener Homes Grant. There's a resiliency section in there as well, and so we're letting people know who participate in the program about these sources of funding available to them as well.
Now, I think this speaks to a bigger issue in terms of infrastructure and just the way our communities are built in a way that wasn't designed for the conditions of rapidly changing climate. For example, just looking at this recent pattern of snowfall followed closely by warmer temperatures above zero causing snow to melt, along with heavy rainfall and freezing rain. How are these unusual patterns putting pressure on the buildings in our communities, particularly in the Tantramar area?
Yeah, for sure. And it's harder too, because when the ground is frozen, then it's not absorbing the rain. And so that leads leads to flooding. And so, yeah, it just means that all sorts of things, everything from our eaves to our drain tiles, our culverts and pipes and all sorts of, you know, have to be able to handle a lot more water. The freezing and thawing wreaks havoc on cement patios and walkways, and you don't want them to develop cracks and heave, and it's, you know, you want to do what you can to keep as much water away from your house as you can, and that's become really evident to us visiting houses that don't have eaves or have poor grading, where, you know, if you're just if the water is just headed in the direction of your foundation, and if you happen to have cracks in your foundation or whatnot, then the water will, you know, can find its way in easily. So you just want to do as much as you can to direct water away. But you also don't want to direct it at your neighbor's house. And certainly, as you say, neighborhoods weren't always, you know, weren't developed back in the day thinking about so much rain and so much runoff. And so, yeah, it's tricky to figure out sometimes where is the best place to pipe your water to or send your water.
And how long do people have before the deadline for signing up?
So the funding that we have right now goes till the end of March. So people are welcome to sign up anytime. We do have a limited number of spots, but even if I get, as long as we've got, yeah, time to fit them in. So I'd encourage people to sign up sooner than later. Also, because I'm still hoping that winter will happen and we'll get snow and be able to be out there skiing and everything else. But who knows what this winter has in store for us. So, but yeah, people can sign up certainly until, you know, until March. And then, as I said, I'm hoping to have more funding so that people can continue to sign up and participate in the spring and next summer and next fall.
That was Amanda Marlin, Executive Director of EOS Eco Energy, speaking to CHMA on Wednesday.